It is 4:15, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. Continuing your theme week, five fearless females.
Who yes.
are we learning about today?
All right. So our second fearless female this week is Madam CJ Walker. And she was an African-American entrepreneur, philanthropist.
Philanthropist.
And political and social activist. Oh. And she is also recorded as the first female self-made millionaire in America in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Good for her.
Yes.
Nice.
So she made her fortune by developing and marketing a line of cosmetics and hair care products for Black women through the business she founded, Madam CJ Walker Manufacturing Company. She became known also for her philanthropy and activism. And her name was a version of Mrs. Charles Joseph Walker after her third husband. So that's where the Madam C.J. Walker came from.
Number three, right?
Yes. So she was born Sarah Breedlove in December of 1867, and she was orphaned by the age of seven.
Oh, my gosh.
So in 1888, she and her daughter moved to St. Louis, where three of her brothers lived. She found work as a laundress, earning barely more than a dollar a day.
Mm.
She was inspired to create hair care products after a scalp disorder caused her to lose much of her own hair.
Oh, gosh.
Initially, she learned about their hair care system from her brothers, who were barbers in St. Louis.
Right,
Walker's method, which was known as the Walker system, involved scalp preparations, lotions, and iron combs. Her custom pomade was also a wild success.
Oh, pomade.
Her husband, who was also her business partner, provided advice on advertising and promotion. She sold her products door to door.
Wow, that's the hustle
teaching
right
other
there.
Women how to groom and style their hair.
Yeah.
In 1908, Walker and her husband relocated to Pittsburgh, where they opened a beauty parlor and established Layla College to train hair culturists, they called them.
Oh, I like
hair
that.
Hair culturists.
Very classy.
Hair Many culturist. Of her company's employees, including those in key management and staff positions, were women.
Oh, good.
And once Walker's business was nationwide and incorporated, she expanded internationally to the Caribbean and Central America in 1913.
Wow.
Between 1911 and 1919, during the height of her career, Walker and her company employed several thousand women as sales agents for its products. By 1917, the company claimed to have trained nearly 20,000 women.
Holy cow.
Yeah. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
Walker understood the power of advertising and brand awareness. Heavy advertising, primarily in African-American newspapers and magazines, in addition to Walker's frequent travels to promote her products, helped make her and her products very well known across the United States.
Man.
So by the time she died in May of 1919 at the age of 51, her business profits had skyrocketed to over $500,000 in sales annually.
That's
in
huge.
1919.
That's huge.
That's major. In fact, products inspired by Walker's can still be purchased today. In March of 2020, Sundial Brands revived the brand name as Madam CJ Walker Beauty Culture that is sold by Sephora. So you can still buy things that are inspired by her original products.
In Sephora?
In Sephora.
Which appeared inside my Kohl's store, by
it
the way.
Is inside
Have you noticed
Kohl's
that?
Yes.
I
yeah.
know, yeah.
Her life story was also made into a miniseries on Netflix.
Oh.
It was called Self-Made, and it starred Octavia Spencer.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So how much was she worth? You said she was the first.
She was the first self-made millionaire.
That's amazing.
In America.
Good
yeah.
for her.
Amazing.
Imagine, you talk about the international sales, like down in Central America and whatever else. Imagine.
Yeah.
The travel back
in 19
then.
In the early 1900s. Yeah.
You don't think
it's
anything
crazy.
Of it now, like
right.
Zoom calls and whatever, but geez. All right, you picked out a record to go along with Madam C.J. Walker, did you?
Yeah. So since she sold a lot of beauty products, I thought we'd play She's a Beauty by The Tubes.
Wonderful. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Those are The Tubes and She's a Beauty on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Madam C.J. Walker,
yes.
Our second fearless female in
yes.
our theme week this week. And she sold a lot of beauty products.
And she loaded.
A lot of beauty products.
Loaded. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Yeah.
Go.
All right. Madam C.J. Walker was the first female self-made millionaire in America.
During the height of her career, she had trained 20,000 women to sell her products.
And you can still buy products inspired by Walker's today. Very cool.
Yeah.
Still the test of time.
You said they're available at Sephora?
Apparently, they're at Sephora.
Sephora.
Yes.
What? So what is Sephora? Like, I know I've...
What is Sephora?
Well, what do they sell at Sephora? I know
makeup
I walk...
Makeup and hair products.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Makeup and hair products?
Yeah.
Is it like that...
It's no wonder you don't know what it is.
Is it like that Ulta store?
Yeah. It's like that.
It's like that. Only they've moved it inside the Webster Kohl's. Have you noticed that?
Yes. I think they're in many Kohl's now.
It's like you're walking through Kohl's and suddenly you feel like you're in a mall because they're there's
also
another
in
store
a,
inside.
I think they're also in JCPenney. I think saw them in JCPenney as
How
well.
How would you... When were you in JCPenney?
Well, it's been a while. Last time I was at the mall, which was like months ago.
Was it open or did you break in?
No, it was open.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware.
I wasn't breaking and entering.
Folks want to learn more about Madam C.J. Walker. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And a lot of money to be made there in hair products, and she did it right. Good for her. All right, fresh episode tomorrow, 4:10, as we continue our five fearless females in honor of Women's History Month.
That's right.
All right, well, congratulations once again on your month.
Thank you. And happy International Women's Day.
Yes, also that too, to all of our international women. Atlantic Star on the way. Edgar Winter Group. And more on Legends 102.7.